Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 22 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, and I'm joined the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Charlotte Schmidt. Ms. Schmidt, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Beautiful day out there.
It is gorgeous.
Sunshine and not too hot, so go out and enjoy the day if you can.
I'm going to try.
So, Board of Supervisors meeting this morning, Ms. Schmidt. All supervisors present at the meeting?
We were all present at the meeting today.
All the routine preliminary items were approved?
All approved.
Audience comments at the meeting?
Yeah, the only audience comments today, we had Jan Norris talked a little bit about, the legislature was voting on a House File 639 up at the in Des Moines. And so she had been up there. So anyway, she shared some comments with us. So
okay. Anything else from the audience comments? That's it?
Nothing, yeah.
Supervisors Weekly Committee Assignment Updates.
This week, nobody had a committee assignment this week. They'll all be coming up.
Okay. So kind of a quiet week along those lines.
It's been a quiet week for that, yeah.
The Veterans Affairs Commission update and then recommendation of Veterans Affairs Director in Action is necessary. Tell me about that agenda item.
Okay. So I've shared that before when I came out that unfortunately our Veterans Affairs Director Curtis White passed away unexpectedly.
Yeah.
And so the Veterans Affairs Board had put out a job ad, saying that we need to fill the position.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had a person that applied, and he is a five-star person in my eyes after meeting him and reading his resume. But anyway, so Gerald Palmquist was there this morning and introduced him, and then he stood up. His name is Brett Schirkenbach. He's a teacher at the high school, and he is a 25-year Army veteran. And so he was wanting to, do something, find something part-time.
Yeah.
And so this is an opportunity for him. So he just shared his story with us, and we asked a few questions of him, and the board said, yes, we'll approve him. And so today that's what we did. We approved and we hired Brett Schirkenbach as a new Veterans Affairs Executive Director for Montgomery County.
Very good.
Now, he can't start till after his contract's up at the school. And I think I don't want to tell you the exact date, but it won't be. I think it's
June, I think, is when official contract dates are up.
Right, yeah. So I don't know exactly the specific date he's going to start. Sorry. We had a lot going on today, and so I didn't get that specific information.
But Brett Schirkenbach.
Yep.
And he will be taking the office here soon.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah. You bet.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Then the next, anything else there?
No, that's all.
Okay.
Everybody was pleased. He seems like a wonderful person.
Then Tom Honeyman was in attendance talking about a request for Alvin D. Hayes Day. Talk to me about this discussion and ultimately action.
Okay. So Tom Honeyman approached Jill, and if anyone knows, not many people might know about this, about Alvin D. Hayes, but he is, number one, he's going to turn 99 in a couple weeks. He lives up at Arlington Place, and he was in the Scouts and Raiders Navy 1st Special Warfare Commandos, and they were formed in 1942, and these trained officers, highly trained officers, and enlisted boat crews conducted pre-assault recons of beaches and hostile islands. And so, I could go on and on. I mean, this was way back in the 1940s.
This was the precursor or the forerunner to the Navy SEALs.
Yes, it was.
That people would know.
You have the knowledge.
Yeah.
Because Alan told us that it was John F. Kennedy who is the one who changed it. They used to be called frogs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one who actually changed it to be the Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Alan is, it's amazing. The one, one of the things that I thought, and I'm just going to, two things that I thought was kind of interesting is they, when they trained down in Florida, there were no accommodations. They pitched tents so close to the water that at high tide they found themselves floating in tents with their gear, and they trained 20 hours per day. And, it made me think about us today and how We don't even understand that.
We have no concept of that. Really, yeah, absolutely. Remarkable individual too.
Yeah, he is a remarkable and knowledgeable and sharp as a tack. I just want everybody to know that. So today, on this day, we officially we approved a proclamation, the Board of Supervisors, to declare May 23rd, 2025, as Alvin D. Hayes Day.
Very cool.
And so it was approved by all the board, and he got a standing ovation at the end.
Very cool. So May 23rd,
2020. I think that's his birthday, too.
Yeah. So we'll be Alvin D. Hayes Day.
Alvin D. Hayes Day.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Very good.
And there's no E, he told us. Make sure you spell it right. H-A-Y-S. There's no E.
All right. Very cool. So approved unanimously.
Approved unanimously. All it was right. very. It was a very positive morning today. That was very positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the greatest generation right there,
oh,
for sure.
Oh, yes. He said he's the only living one left of his...
Oh, of his unit.
Of his unit, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else there, Ms.
That's
Smith?
That's all on that. Yeah.
Secondary roads update. Sign the final plans for pipe culvert on G Avenue.
Yep. We did that. That was unanimous.
And then set a letting date for the pipe culvert on G Avenue for Tuesday, July 15th at 9:15.
That's approved. That's all approved. We got all that taken care of.
All right.
That was through Karen. She needed to do that. Mm-hmm. So
anything else from secondary roads?
Okay. One thing is there's going to be a bridge dedication of the McGreer Hawkins Park Bridge. That's the 250th Street Bridge on Friday, May 23rd at 1 p.m.
Okay.
So they'll do a dedication there for that. So
all
anyone
right.
wants to come, they may.
Okay. Under new business, approved claims payable for Wednesday, May 14th in the amount of $935,088.17.
Yes.
Seems a little high.
It is high, but there was $600,000 that we paid on our...
on the tower?
On the bond thing.
Oh.
On our bond thing. So that, yeah. So that's why that's high.
Okay.
No, the tower, no.
That was the last time.
Yeah, that was the last time.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Approved recorder's report of fees for April 30th. $27,684.95.
Yep, that was approved.
And fiscal year budget amendment, revenue and expenditure adjustments.
So Jill she has sent that all to us. And so then she just went through it from the top to bottom. And she looked at revenue and expenditures. And she said, usually when you do that, you only look at the expenditures. But she said, it's also good to know, look at the revenue to see where everything balances out and mm-hmm. what washes out what. So, and that's at the end of the month, we have the budget amendment that, you know, we had set a date for
mm-hmm.
to do that. So that just really went over it with the board. And then any board member that had questions, there weren't really any questions today on that.
Okay.
No, because we had seen it before. So.
All right. Agenda items for the next meeting.
We'll have a courthouse update, and then Dan Wright, who is our maintenance director, we're doing his event. Two of us, we can't do it together. Two of us are doing an evaluation, and then we'll come back with a recommendation for his wage increase. So.
Okay. And the next meeting will be Tuesday, May 20th at 9 a.m.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Charlotte Schmidt with me, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Anything else from the meeting that you would comment on or otherwise, Ms. Schmidt?
Not that I can think of right now.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for stopping by. Enjoy the sunshine today.
I will. You too.
Very good.
I hope you get out in a little bit.
Well, I hope so too, maybe this afternoon, and enjoy the sunshine. Make it a great day, and thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Al.
Chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors with me.